Paul Liggett and Paul Sherwin are known as the voices of cycling. For going on three decades, they've shared the microphone covering one of cycling's most grueling races, the Tour de France.
What a result. Oh, my goodness me. We almost slid with him there.
Well, this is the time when you have to have nerves of steel, and especially when you think that you're going to win a stage in the Tour de France, you want to push it to the absolute limit. Any risk that you can.
The 21-stage race takes a toll on the commentators as well. We caught up with Liggett and Sherwin in Vernantois, France, a town so small, Liggett noted, it doesn't even have a pub. And they only had one phone. Liggett got on first to lay out how the tour is going so far this year.
I think to say the tour is surviving is a pretty good definition, because the two hot favourites both crashed out on the fifth day of racing. The defending champion Chris Froome, after a number of crashes, broke his hand and his wrist. And then the next big favourite, Alberto Contador, two-time winner, he crashed and broke his leg. So the two big names have gone. So there's room for this year in the tour for there to be a surprise winner. And believe me, in the Tour de France, that doesn't happen often.
So you, Paul Sherwin, once raced in the Tour yourself. What was it like?
Well, actually, it seems like such a long time ago that I've almost forgotten I raced in the Tour myself. When I see the guys at the finish of the mountain stage and I see their faces, I can't believe that I actually did it so long ago nowadays. But yes, I did. I raced the Tour de France from 1978 till 1985.
But it's a very, very tough race. And at this point in time, I think listeners might be thinking of a low point in the race. Lance Armstrong, high moments and some of the lowest moments ever of the tour. I want to ask you a question about that, but first let's hear you on the air speaking of him.
Armstrong is coming with an incredible rush, and Clothen has realized it too late. Is there any stopping Lance Armstrong in this Tour de France? And the answer is no, there is not.
Lance Armstrong, great racer, but stripped of his seven tour titles after allegations of doping proved true. Is that still hang over the race at all? And I'm wondering, maybe I'm asking you because you've actually done the race.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, that is the most recent doping scandal in people's minds, and it was so huge in cycling. I think it's one of those things that we went through a very bad era 10, 15 years ago, because that's what we're talking about now. We're talking up to 10 years ago.
Right, but is there a belief or a suspicion or a concern that there's still doping going on in the Tour de France?
I think the general consensus is not. That era of the Lance Armstrong era, as they call it, was specifically that. It was something when cycling as a sport went through a very bad period. And I think it's changed. When you look at the way the races are happening now, when you look at the fact that riders' performances are monitored on a monthly basis, so I think the majority of people think that it is something that has evolved and been left in the past.
Looking to the past, because again, the two of you have done this for, well, ages. Is there a high point on this tour for you?
There have been great moments in the tour. The tour always has its ups and downs. And whenever asked about one of our greatest moments, we very often cite the 1989 Tour de France, when Greg LeMond came back from being shot in the back and won the Tour de France by just 8 seconds, which, if you want to put it into distance, it's not much more than like 120 yards after 2,500 miles of racing. So that was pretty exciting.
If you had to describe, for a listener who hadn't seen you on television, what would you say the dynamic is? Who are you, Phil Liggett, and who is Paul Sherwin?
Well, we're both two guys, although we've lived totally separate lives, who were born within 30 miles of each other. We remember all of the time that cycling is a sport and a game. It's not a world war. And so let's make sure the viewers know what they've got, but let's also enjoy the sport. But we know people watch us because of our humour. In America, they call it our British humour. And we've been together so long. We know what each other's going to do. I can tell you where Paul is when he hasn't told me where he's going. And probably he could do the same about me.
Well, I hate to say you sound like an old married couple on that.
That is exactly what people say to us. The way you two carry on, they say you're like an old married couple.
And when you say 30 miles from each other, I believe you come from the north?
We come from the northwest. And that's the area where all the great cyclists came from in the period of our teens. It was a great place to start learning to ride a bike. Everybody was riding for England, and there were strong bike riders, and we liked that.
I'm going to give Paul Sherwin the last word here. If you will, pass the phone one more time. Just simple, really. What is it about this race that you love so much?
Well, I think it's because it's a bit like a soap. because every day, every year, there's a different story to follow, and it gets weaved in like a book. In the first week of the tour, we start picking our way through the little stories that start to develop into what ends up being the great finale and the final chapters. And every day is different. Every mile is different. Every hour is different. And I think that's what I enjoy. Plus, you can weave in the beauty of France at the same time.
Paul Sherwin, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Phil Liggett, thank you very much.
It was a great pleasure.